today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
May I clarify that we're using fruitcake in its literal term, not in a derogatory term.
I think our listeners dig that, and this
PC word.
Right, this may be the very first indication that you might still be on medication.
Oh, okay.
This might be the first tell.
There are no meds in me.
Oh, and by the way, hey, for somebody who slammed me for saying Mac Daddy, that I'm the only guy left using the term Mac Daddy. There's an entire line of Callaway wedges called Mac Daddy wedges, you douchebag. So if I want to say Mac Daddy, I'm going to say Mac Daddy. You're probably a furry.
Oh. Hey, Steve Jobs.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry I impugned the integrity of your phone.
Is it hot down there? Anyway, that's okay. I just think he's a bit of a dick. I've read a lot about the guy, okay?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, hold on, let me get the right music here. I want to just bring it up. I give you the Fruitcake King. The Fruitcake King, Mr.
All hail.
Fruitcake himself. And thanks to everybody associated with it, but the grand poobah of fruitcakes, who concluded his baking this weekend, Mr. Rabe, Bobo, Aloysius, Spiewak, and the fruitcakes are done. Congratulations,
thank you.
Rob.
You so rarely roll out my full name. I thank you, and I appreciate that very much.
Yes, it is a Herculean task to complete these fruitcakes, and they have been baked. You are pleased with the end result of your fruitcake?
Sanctioned.
I wish.
By the state of Maryland.
I wish you could have smelled that bakery yesterday. It was magnificent. It's just because when you're baking them 8,500 at a time, the smell in the kitchen is just sensational.
How much do you eat while you bake?
Very little.
Really?
Yeah, well, the ingredients were parsed out and ready to go.
Did you sample, though, like the first batch that came out?
I did.
Did you sample and say, yes, this is it?
We all had a round table. Pony can weigh in on it as well. It's delightful.
Pony, what do you think? How'd they come out?
Magnificent.
Oh, I like magnificent.
May I clarify that we're using fruitcake in its literal term, not in a derogatory term.
I think our listeners dig that.
And this PC word.
Right, this may be the very first indication that you might still be on medication.
Oh, okay.
This might be the first tell.
There are no meds in me.
No Motrin?
You're med free.
Just
Advil. You're not slurring.
Just
so
Advil.
That's a. Okay.
Mike, no, just 10 Advil. That's all.
No one, just so you know, no one in the audience even remotely thinks that we were using the fruitcake in the 1950s.
In this PC world. The gay way.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy? Did you see that guy? I think she's married to a fruitcake.
That's why they got separate beds over there, you know.
Yeah. I think he might be a fruitcake.
Yeah, you know, I got an eye on him. That's fruitcake.
Watch out. And fruitcake, also a derogatory term for people with mental illness back
yes.
in the day.
Really?
Back in the politically incorrect
Have
times,
you not heard you know? The phrase nutty as a fruitcake?
Nutty as a fruitcake.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Because there's lots of nuts in
a fruitcake. I saw him
out
in his backyard. He had the crimping shears, and he was chasing his dog. That guy's a fruitcake.
Who rakes leaves in April?
Lock him up. They ought to lock him up. He's a fruitcake.
They should lock him up and throw away the
For
key.
For some reason, when it key. Comes to if you're going to pick your poison, I'll take that guy over the other guy any day.
Right. So back to our wonderful confections.
Yes.
The demand with Fruitcake Futures for our listening audience. Here's what I require of our listeners who will be receiving their fruitcakes very, very soon now because they're out. and they're
shipping
coming
today.
Your way.
They start shipping today. Today.
Shipping today.
Oh, okay, today is the shipping day. I want you just flooding the intranets with your stellar reviews,
yes, please.
And your excitement.
Positive.
And show the pat. Yes, no negatives.
And
if
there
there's
won't
one
be, there
troll,
won't be any
I'll
negative.
Fly to your home.
There won't be any negatives.
All right. I just want I want this to be received.
We want massive undertaking. We want customer feedback if it's positive publicly, if it's negative privately.
Hmm.
There you go.
There'll
and
be no
we're excited about it. And
no,
how excited are you about that? Give it.
Out
tell
of my
me the
mind.
Story.
Are you kidding?
Tell me the tale.
In, when we walked in, and I first of all want to thank our baking location. It is a commercial kitchen, but the business in front is called Creative Cakes, and it's owned by a lady named Randy Goldman. And Randy was amazingly helpful at every step of the process.
I
for
heard
us.
She's a baking ninja.
Oh my God, she can crack like 1,000 eggs in a minute.
What?
That's a terrible ding.
I think you have a different ding.
Don't you have a different ding?
Yes. Hold on. That ding was almost like a hospital ding.
Yeah.
Where you, like, I need more morphine ding.
Oh, these are terrible.
You used to have that's a great right. ding before.
I used to have a great ding, but yeah. then Rob replaced it, and I
that's
Rob's
what
got 50.
Said.
You got 50 of them, right?
No, I'm very low on dings, actually.
All right, well, that's
but
not
we'll,
the
we'll,
right
we'll, we'll
one
secure
that
you.
Ding dong.
Well, that's a doorbell.
Ah.
We'll secure you a new ding. But
in the no.
No, that's not.
That's a ding dong.
That's a fruitcake.
That's not my.
Oh, Chewy.
That's a.
Disaster.
That's a squirrel.
That's a bingo. No.
That's a bingo.
That's a. Oh, I've got that too. That's hiding right here.
Here
that's
go.
Very handy.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
One of my
that's
favorites.
That's a little overmodulated.
One
but
of my
anyway,
favorites.
That's all right. So what?
Bing.
What?
So this bakery is a commercial bakery, a commercial kitchen, and she was so helpful in teaching us our way. When we started, I mean, I was doing the math in my head yesterday. 1 year, my mom and I really broke our back, and we thought we were marvelous, and we made 112 fruitcakes. And that's nothing compared to what we turned out over the past week. So she was helpful in showing us the best tools for huge amounts of mixing fruit. They had two mixers. One, I believe, was a 10-gallon. One was like a 14-gallon mixer that turned what's the hardest part of fruitcake is mixing. Turned into short order. And by the time we were on our final batches, everybody knew exactly what to do.
Were there any blunders at the beginning of the process?
Yes, there was
what
a tremendous
happened?
Blunder.
What happened?
We did not follow procedure.
It's a laugh track. Does it come across? Nothing? All right, I'll stop dinging.
How much Advil are you on?
I'm one Advil, four.
One
five.
Bottle of Advil. The first one is, here's a pro tip when you're making fruitcake, Mike. Don't overload your mixer. Because
I heard about this.
When you turn
what
it
happened?
On, it'll the first ingredients. You see, the first ingredients when you make the base of a fruitcake are three things that you never would want to spill: vegetable oil, brown sugar, and eggs. All sticky, messy things. And
they bubbled over the top.
Well, it's not so much that. Is the mixer was pretty full, and what's on the side of the mixer, what I thought was a speed control, was a timer.
Ooh.
So you could turn the mixer on and say, and it would run for 3 minutes exactly, then shut itself off. But it's a dial, and it's an older dial, so it didn't look like a timer. It looked like a speed control. The mixer was on high speed, and this thing has a little bit of power. So when I hit on, it started throwing oil and eggs and brown sugar everywhere.
I would love to see that. I would have paid for a video of that.
So I'll send you a pic.
So to fix it.
Oh, you got a pic? Oh, good, good. Yeah. Send it to me right away. I want
to
see that.
To fix it, I turned the speed of the blender down, except I didn't. I turned the dial for the timer, and I turned it one way, and still oil is flying. I turned it the other way. Still, it looks like I hit a gusher in Texas. There's oil flying everywhere. So the first activity in making fruitcake was putting those ingredients in the bowl. The second activity was having Pony mop for about an hour with degreasing agents because I made
an oil. And this is at the very beginning.
This is the first thing I did.
Were you terrified at that point?
Oh,
did you say,
my
oh my God,
God,
this is, I'm not cut out for this?
It's a learning process, though.
Sure.
But by the time we got, you know, to our second and third batch, we got to measure what would fit in what bowls.
You got your best practices down.
Yes, but if you had compared my mood from the first hour to the last hour, I would say polar opposites. Because at the first hour, I thought, God, all we've done we've been here an hour. We pay for this kitchen hourly, and we have this many fruitcakes to make. And all I've done is paid for an hour of kitchen rental to watch Pony mop.
Oh, my God.
And I remember he came up to me and said, I'm a little worried about the degreasing agent. It's not cutting the oil. I said, use more degreasing agent. But
my God.
But you know what? It turned out fantastic. We had a good, we had an okay first day. Mm. We had a great second day. By the time we got to our final run of cooking, people were doing stuff, doing the procedure without even having to consult the recipe because we all knew our jobs.
So and special mention goes out to somebody you told me that showed up where it was Eric Zoolander decided to show up.
Yeah, I want to give you my whole, in addition to the staff at Creative
I'm
Cakes.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. I'm looking at, God, Rob.
I know. You think
that
didn't.
Oh, my God.
You think that didn't bother me?
Oh, how fast was that thing?
Look at Mike. The thing. Okay, you see how big the mixer is, right?
Yeah,
it's so
huge.
Heavy that when we cleaned up at the end of each day, Pony and I had to use each other. It's not something that one person can move.
Yeah, you needed
is the
two
timer
people.
is the speed control that little wing that's on the right side?
Yeah, you know what? Turns out it is.
You thought it was the
yeah. So I just kept
God bless. Yeah. No, God bless you, man.
And so So this thing weighs probably 400 pounds. Easy. And then there's, you know, another 100 pounds of goods in the bowl. So when it's on high, it rattles like a 1950s unbalanced washing machine.
Yeah.
Like, ba 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 ba. So you can imagine the power. This is an arm-breaking, powerful machine. This is one where you stand back and give it some
name
space.
Names for those that came out and helped.
I want to say thank you to the entire staff at Creative Cakes, especially Randy, who is, she would walk by without even breaking stride and say, you're not doing that right. Do this, do this, do this. Every piece of advice she gave us was gold. She's
and always
the best.
So calm. Like she just kept us level-headed. Every time we made a little mistake, she said, don't even worry about
it. She said, you're just making cakes.
Yeah.
This is what I do. You're going to get through
Perfect.
This. But I also want to thank Shannon, your wife.
My Shannon.
Your Shannon.
What?
Yeah, she was there the whole time. Shannon was there the whole time.
If not the fruitcake queen, certainly the queen of ball busting, who my favorite... My favorite moment.
I didn't know she did that.
Oh, my God. My favorite moment was one of the days. I forget which one. This is a huge kitchen, all right? The kitchen is about the size of Podcast Village.
Yes.
And from across the kitchen, she sees Matt Bloom, Pony Boy, and she says, Pony, are those idle hands?
There you go. There you go. I like that.
And that was, I think, the secret to finding our procedure was that there's always there's something that can be done.
Always something to be done.
If it's not for the current batch, it's for the batch coming up. And when we hit our groove, the next batch was going in the convection oven as the previous batch was winding up and coming out. We had 2 5-deck convection ovens that we were using.
What a proud moment. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Not at all, please.
I love the detail, but I'll say this, that are those idle hands has rolled off my tongue for the past 6 years in my household.
So she got it. She learned from the master.
Oh, my God,
yes. The ball-busting master. Idle hands?
Well, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean.
I am telling you, I will steal that for Thanksgiving when I am surrounded by females and the only male I will be looking at will be 5 years old. And I will be using, are those idle hands? Because I have been tasked with the dressing, and I will be enlisting. It's a whole thing with Thanksgiving in our house. It's kind of going to be. It's going to be interesting about who's doing the work. Let's just say for the past 3 or 4 years, we have done our regular routine of getting out and going out to eat because we've been doing the Feed the 5,000. We're not doing that this year. And so this is going to be the first Thanksgiving in 5 years? I think 5 years where I've had people in the house. We're cooking dinner in the house. So
you could do worse than
steal that line.
You could do worse than having Shannon as your kitchen manager.
Who else can we thank just briefly?
I also have to thank Shannon for another thing.
Yes.
Is that, you know, I've been making these fruitcakes with my mom in a smaller scale for over a decade.
Mm-hmm. Did Sharon ever post? Did she ever stop by?
She did, as a matter of fact. She put it in a shift on Sunday.
She must have been thrilled with that.
She must have been really She's so proud. She's so happy to see everything go down. But Shannon found shortcuts and labor savers and plan aheads.
Thank you, man.
That made it so much easier
in the long
run. All this
hard work,
like,
all these pep talks are paying off.
The stuff, like when we went in Friday night, we baked for half of Friday night, but spent most of Friday night getting ready for Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's why we were able to crush it on Saturday. And my mind doesn't work like that in that situation. Shannon and I, believe it or not, have turned into a pretty good team.
Thank you.
And so I love her for that. She made it great. Also want to thank
Shannon stepped up because that was going to be Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar was going to be involved, and Oscar flat on his back for most of last week.
He didn't come.
So, oh really?
Oh my
god! So he's
god.
Not. He, then you that listen. That, listen. This is your area.
That's
this is
fair.
Where you are the boss. If you don't want him there, you prohibit him from being there.
I would have.
That's the way.
I wouldn't have mind a drop in. But I'm not sure I could have had
Shannon
him there for 12 hours.
Shannon said, if you would have been there for 12 hours, you would have been. She said, in the nicest way possible, a taskmaster, but a dick.
Yeah.
And I called you one time
during the process. I called you one time. And when you said, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike O'Mara on the phone, I got the vibe that, okay, this will be the last time I call him. Because I can tell that you're in the middle of something. And it's like, okay, here he is. Let's get it. All right. Bye, Mike. And then it was texting. And yeah. I waited for your text where you would tell me, you'd give me numbers. And you would tell me the totals, and it sounded like it was a well-oiled machine, and I had a pang of guilt for not being there, but
I wouldn't want you there either.
You wouldn't want me there either.
No,
okay.
No. Again, a visit would have been
this
nice.
This is his domain.
But there was so much going on, I didn't even Facebook about it. That's how busy I was during the day.
We've got Maddie.
Oh, here's my list, my Hall of Fame list. Thank you to Shannon, of course. Pony, who was a great, great presence and knew his stuff and was always on it. King Doser, Maddie. Pony, Maddie was always there from open till close.
Oh,
Maddie
sweet.
Is my hero. Mac showed up.
Mac Attack?
Mac McIntosh did a little
Mac
work
was
for us.
There.
That's
yes.
sweet.
He's great. He was great at litting the fruitcakes.
Oh,
he was
that's awesome.
Awesome. Adrian did a shift.
He did a shift?
And Adrian is a great dishwasher.
With the munchies.
Yeah, you're going to eat all them
one
raisins.
One for me, one for you.
Eat all those raisins. My stepmother, Kathy, is the greatest
MVP.
Hardworking.
I friended Kathy over the weekend because anybody that hangs like she hung in Las Vegas,
thank you, Kathy,
deserves to be there.
And she is so great about organization and people projects like this, keeping people on task and always, always cheerful. So thank you, Kathy. I love you. You are awesome. My mom showed up, did some work on Sunday.
This sounds like an acceptance speech at the
Academy
Awards.
Because all this stuff doesn't happen without the volunteers.
It doesn't.
Right.
So,
that's wonderful.
Even my daughter Julia put in a shift, and Eric Zoolander, who showed up, and he acted like I had just handed him a case of candy bars. He was so happy just to be there.
Aww.
And he gave us like 4 or 5 hours, and it all smiles and absolute what can I do to help out attitude.
That's awesome.
And so he was great. Am I missing anyone, Pony? I don't think so.
You know what? Honorable mention to the water heater.
Oh, the water heater that kept us in warm water most of the day. We had to wash a lot of dishes. And so it was like we'd have long pauses.
Oh,
we'd say,
you made it sound like there was a leak or something
No.
You know?
But I will say, if I ever do win a lottery and get to set up my own kitchen,
yes,
I am getting a 3-sink commercial kitchen with that big thing that hangs down for washing.
Yeah.
I know. That's the dishwasher. That's the manual dishwasher. We had that at O'Mara's.
It is so great. Yeah. When you're washing a 10-gallon stainless steel bowl and you can stand 4 feet away and go,
Yeah. That's the thing where they took the trophy that I won for a golf tournament.
Right.
And it was a crystal trophy. And I was so excited. I brought it to the restaurant and I told them to put Irish whiskey in it. For me and my buddy, because we both drank Irish whiskey. I said, we'll drink out of the cup like it's a real trophy, which it was for us, a real trophy. And they cleaned it with that, and that's super hot water.
Yeah,
that thing. That thing shoots out super hot water, and then they put ice in it and put the whiskey in it and went,
sure.
And it split right up the side. I still have that trophy somewhere. I don't know where that trophy is. It's lying around somewhere, though. I had saved it. I saved it cracked because the story is
like
too good.
Like the Liberty Bell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No, like completely cracked, and then the piece came off. Oh, it was no. that horribly cracked. But this is a triumph, and I cannot wait over the Thanksgiving holiday, when that's when they should be arriving,
yes,
that people will start talking about the fruitcakes, and we're getting them out there, and... are you missing anybody or anything?
I don't think so. I think that's my entire crew. And thanks to everyone who bought one and made this possible.
Today's a stamps.com day as we put everything together and push them out.
And it is it's really amazing. And I think Pony will back me up. The feeling we had from the beginning to the feeling we had at the end is just a total transformation. I feel we could step in and do this again.
How late did the rap party go?
The rap party, I left from the party to come here. I was drinking Irish whiskey out of a cracked fruitcake.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fruitcake King Rob Spiewak. Now press the button and start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
Doc Severinsen.
That was your problem. Well, now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness. You're not going to celebrate.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone.
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just said you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked me.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. And boy, I tell you, nothing shows me that more than those pictures of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
I loved how good a time everybody had out there. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thanks from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California, from Botswana to Tokyo. By the way, I'll update that because there are listeners everywhere.
That's true.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and what a perfect time for this. This portion of the program brought to you by Homesick Candles.
Yes.
The holidays are almost here, and I've got a great idea for a personalized gift that anyone would love, a Homesick Candle. Imagine a candle that not only smells great, but reminds you of something that is important in someone's life. A Homesick Candle shows you that you care about that individual. Homestead candles come in unique scents that reflect all 50 of the U.S. states and dozens of cities, college towns, and foreign countries. Nothing brings on sweet nostalgia like a familiar scent. So let Homestead candles help you or a loved one remember the best times of your life. Holidays, vacations, or just years gone by. Homestead candles bring back and help you share your best memories. Right now, listeners that go to homestead.com and use promo code TMOS will receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer and the most popular state and city candles won't last long, so don't wait. I've got mine here, okay? I've got mine right here, my Homestead candle. Look at that. Oh, that's the state of Maine. That's the state of Maine right there, ladies and gentlemen. See that? I've got my Las Vegas one at home.
It smells like pancakes.
That amazing offer won't last. Just visit homestead.com now. Use promo code TMOS. Find a personal gift for everyone on your list today, and we thank you. So what an incredible weekend for the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're very, very excited about it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
May I update the team here and our listening audience about our schedule this week?
Does it involve clearing your throat? Yes. Thank you very much.
We are going to have a bonus show for you this week. Mm-hmm. We'll have three new shows today, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So we will
take you through your holiday.
And then Thursday, of course, we will be on the, I believe it is the Electrolux float at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All three of us will be on that float. And I will be actually on the float, and they have allowed me to hold the Snoopy balloon. So it's... It's going to be really, really, really special. It'll be incredible.
And Pony, as always, will be judging the dog show.
Yeah. With John O'Hurley. It's going to be a great...
Is that a Weimaraner or a Pony Boy?
Well, Pony Boy, it's so nice to see you again. Thank you, John.
That's a greyhound.
Such a wonderful day.
Sorry I'm late. I didn't know how to book a plane.
It looks like the Lasso Apso is making a run for it. Oh, I don't know about that. I'm pretty partial to the Shih Tzu. There you go.
What about the sporting dogs?
Show Monday, show Tuesday, show Wednesday, bonus show on Friday.
Yes.
So that's the update for each and every one of you. Thanksgiving in the lazy house.
Oh, no.
Who wants to work? Nobody. I don't know what it is. Yeah, idle hands. It just seems to me that we're all kind of saying, everybody's doing the same thing I'm doing. You know, you want to cook the turkey? Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll do it. And that's it. That's kind of the attitude.
Who are the players that would be possible?
Mother-in-law, wife, and daughter. And daughter wins by sending me a text last week that I guess she got together with some of her college buds and they had Friendsgiving.
Yes.
Which is the new thing where you have Thanksgiving with people that you're not going to be around at the holiday. And she sent me this. I can show you a picture of it. She sent me this picture of the bird. And my goodness.
I one time sent Oscar really a picture good. Of the bird.
Yeah, he did.
She really did a nice job. She really did.
Look bigger, closer. Job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here you go.
It's lighting. A lot of lighting.
There you go.
Oh, that is a turkey. Look at that. Wow. That looks tasty. Yeah.
So I said, hey, I said,
15 pounder.
I said, wow, you can make ours. You wanna? And this is her response because she did not fit into the mold of the rest of the family. Heck yeah. It was so good, too. Hold on. My
That's awesome.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me turn. All right. Hey, baby. You're on the air. Hello. Baby. How you doing? Hello.
Dude, did I just call you?
You just called me, yeah. You called me. We're talking about the laziest Thanksgiving in the world, where nobody wants to cook except Elizabeth. So we're looking for. It's going to be a great turkey day, though, right?
Yeah, it should be. We have lots to be thankful for.
Yes, we do. Lots to be thankful for. And you called me. Did you butt dial me?
No. I was actually trying to call somebody else.
Your boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
Call for Mark O'Mara?
I was trying to call my mom.
Oh, you're trying to call me. All right, goodbye. I love you. Bye.
Hey, you should have asked what type of stuffing she likes.
Ask the mom if the mom can cook a turkey.
I was going to say, hey, you butt dialed me, and what a nice butt it is. anyway,
Mike,
so,
you know, you butt dial me on a regular basis.
Oh, it's we don't blame me. Blame the technology of the crap phone. I know, the phone.
I know when he always butt dials. It's always about 8 minutes after you have a real conversation.
Yes. Yeah. No, or he's on, I would say, the back nine.
Yep.
And I hear him because I don't hear it. Thank you, Pony, for the drink. I don't hear him in conversation. I hear him walking,
yeah.
and then yelling at somebody about something, and then them commiserating and laughing together. I was like, he must have the happiest life ever.
I love the fact that you mentioned what, because I've gotten a dozen butt phone calls from you, usually after we've called, because I guess my phone is the most recent.
Yes,
number.
Yes.
And I'll here pick up, and here's what I'll hear when I answer here. Because it's in your pocket, and you're walking.
Same thing. I was like, he's mobile. He's getting here exercise.
Here it is. The Apple phones,
yes.
The iPhones, are fine for the screen stops, and you have face ID or hand ID,
right.
Thumb ID, mm-hmm. or penis ID, or whatever you need,
yes,
ID.
Yes.
And what they don't have is the locking mechanism, unless you push that little button on the side.
True story.
And I never push that little button on the side, and I've never gotten used to it. And that's why Apple bones people with butt dialing constantly. And I'm not the only one that butt dials.
Oh, that's true.
Everybody butt dials, and it's because of flawed, here I said it, flawed technology.
Flawed technology. Yes. Here, here.
Right.
So Elizabeth is really going
to
make your
turkey. Hold on just a second. I want to apologize, okay?
All right.
Because I don't like to, you know, you don't like to speak ill of the dead, all right? All right. So hold on. Let me look down for a second.
Hey, Steve Jobs.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry. I impugned the integrity of your phone.
Is it hot down there? Anyway, that's okay. I just think he's a bit of a dick. I've read a lot about the guy, okay?
Oh, he's uber dick.
Uber dick. He's down there in hell just going,
yeah.
I was a great inventor.
I should have said she was my daughter earlier.
there's that old scene, yeah.
Rob, are you familiar with the life of Steve Jobs? You should read up on him.
Yeah,
you
know, I know about the daughter thing is a chilling tale.
Not a kind man at all. But so Thanksgiving, it looks like now.
Do you really think, I mean, she's 22, right?
Yeah.
And so that's a bit
21.
Of a, 21 is a, still a bit of a flighty age. Do you think you can
count
really
on her?
Count on her to make the turkey?
That turkey that she sent me the picture now, of
did
was
she
so
say
flawless.
She, but did she make it, or did she just take a picture of the turkey from the Friendsgiving?
She made it.
Okay.
She made the turkey.
All right, just checking.
She cooked the turkey, and it came out so beautifully that not only have we tasked her now with doing the bird, we'll help her. There'll be hands on deck. But we grabbed a butterball. And check the recall. By the way, great time for 91,000 pounds of turkey to be recalled for salmonella.
Mm-hmm. What about the Popeyes option?
Yeah,
you can get
that's
a
good
Cajun
backup.
Turkey.
No, you have stock.
No,
because
no.
The second time you brought it up.
Well, because it seems like a great solution.
It is.
Do you not love that chicken from
disgusting.
Popeyes?
Hey, I love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah,
but I
love
not turkey.
Well.
No, turkey's got to be roasted and not fried. As far as well, I mean, if you fry a turkey at home, that's different. If you cook a turkey like Buzz used to on the Weber grill, his turkey was phenomenal. But I want to roast a turkey, and we got a 21 pounder.
That's a big
one for five people. There are going to be leftovers out the wazoo.
So, have you started thawing it yet?
You're not sick again, are you?
No,
are you getting sick?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Have you started thawing? Because 21. Don't blow cigar smoke at me. How dare you?
It's electric smoke. It's vape cigar.
If you got a 21 pound, did you buy and it was a frozen butterball? It has to be thawing already.
No, it was a fresh.
Oh, you got it. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
A fresh butterball, and it said and discounted because of the salmonella.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you want to cook that to 180 at least.
Right.
There's been an audible in my trip to Boston because of the back injury.
Yes.
No more driving, now flying.
Good move.
So,
great move. Oscar,
hour and
great
20
move.
In the air.
Convenient
train,
for you
train
to get
better.
To the airport.
Why would train be better?
Why would train
it takes
be
longer
better?
On a train.
Yes, but I'm thinking of money and also airline delays during that time of day, of that exact day that you're traveling.
Yes.
The worst of the whole year. But a train is like clockwork. A train is always going.
Okay, that's true.
But I'm not, look, the delays are fine. I can stand. I can actually go home and come back to the airport. It's not a problem, right?
Let's show off.
It's National Airport. It's right across the bridge.
I can go home and come back.
It works for him because of the proximity. Being a city dweller is incredibly convenient.
The dollars, though. God bless my father. Old Papa Santana called me on WhatsApp.
step up?
WhatsApp. And he said, I heard we're still thinking of driving. I said, I'm
still using WhatsApp with you?
Yeah, the cheapest man I know.
So the whole familia is going by air.
Oh, yeah. So he goes, I heard that we're driving up. So I was like, I can lay in the back while you guys drive. Because I wasn't going to put in. Buying a ticket on a Sunday before Thanksgiving for four people. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I looked initially, and I was like, well, I can't swing that.
So what happened?
My dad called and said, your health is more important. I'll swing the dollars for the flights. We'll take care of it.
Wow.
Isn't that so nice?
So so he's taking care of you and Shannon to go up there?
With my mom and my father.
Round trip tickets?
Oh, round trip.
Great. Okay,
just checking.
Did you feel after that? What a bonus is that?
It's an hour and 20 in the air instead of 8 hours in a car, if I'm lucky,
It's night and day. I mean, and you don't want to be on the highways on this holiday. It's horrible.
I also felt, wait a second. Why is this man being so nice?
Oh, okay. All right, because it's not something he would normally do?
No. Well, I mean, health is paramount in his world, as he is a doctor himself, so I get that.
All right.
But for me, I said, does that mean he's not going to be here for Christmas because he's doing this? Like, that's how effed up my mind is, because you start thinking of...
It's not effed up. It's normal based on the history.
Yeah.
He's done that to you. Now, normally nothing I like to do than side against both of you, but yes. I will tell you on this particular count, I am aware of the fact that your father has abandoned you for many holidays.
He may or may not have another family overseas. Who knows, right?
Did you check into it? Did you ask him?
No, because I was so
happy about the flight.
I was so blown away by the flight option. I was like, Oscar, you call American Express Travel. Use my card, you have the numbers, and then you buy a ticket. And I said, for all of us?
And you informed him that what the cost would be, ridiculous.
I called him back to make sure.
$1 million.
And then he's like, that's pretty pricey. But there's no price on you, the health with your back. And I said, all right, let's do this.
Do you feel like another shoe's going to drop? Because I do now. I don't even know your father, but I feel like something.
I love my dad. And like, I shouldn't feel this way. You want something. There's something else going on.
Well, also, and Rob, you can agree with this. Don't you think that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get the call from Oscar? It's like, hey, I just wanted to say great job on the fruitcakes and you're doing a fantastic day. Hey, Mike, I wanted to say, how's Michael? Did he have a good birthday? Okay. By the way, I'm going to China Tuesday, and I want to make sure that
I'm leaving the show.
However, I really believe that.
Even with that in the hopper, the flight, that's worth it. Let him have Christmas off. I think he bought a fleet. This is not me being ungrateful. No,
it was more of a shock and awe of situation where these are the things my father's never wavered on: is education or health. One or the other. Well, then it's within his character.
And an hour and 20 minutes in a plane as opposed to 8 hours in a car is a big deal. Car back doesn't go that well.
Painful, sitting here right now as we speak.
You get a position where you're kind of, and then when you get out of the car, it's like, oh my God. So good luck.
And I've been to PT every day since this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, and some of the exercises they make you do make you feel like a toddler, but they do work.
All right. So what are you doing to repair? You know what? I want to hear about your back when we come back, because that'll be helpful for all the people with back injuries and all that. And did I mention hearing aids suck ass?
Thank you.
We'll talk about health again when we come
back. Maybe Oscar's dad will buy you some new ones.
That's very good. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Of a white Christmas.
This is Robert Wood, dubbed the whitest guy in America by Mike O'Meara. This time of year, when I'm not doing white guy stuff like cooking up meth or alphabetizing my Perry Como record collection, I'm trying to come up with great holiday gifts. That's why this year I'm giving the Mike O'Meara bonus show to everyone on my list.
There you go.
They'll laugh all year long, and I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have a happy new year. So give the bonus show. It's easy. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Thank you. Thank you, whitest man in the world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp. Alex Papp is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him, and I really feel like I'm in Ron Burgundy there. Oh, Baxter, I love you so very much. You are my dog. I watched that whole thing over the weekend. That's how pathetic my life is.
Why you do that to yourself, Mike?
Maybe I should read the ad for Alex Papp like Ron Burgundy. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, San Diego. So right now, no, it's Northern California. So right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone at 916-276-2129, dear. 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses on NorCal.
Sure.
And Lord knows we send our very best out to everybody in Northern California dealing with that unimaginable tragedy. Shut your yap. Clap for Papp. Stop running. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 0198-6031. Prato Real Estate. It is a snap with Papp. All right, we'll get the last details. You're going through your physical therapy. Then I will talk about my big box store crappy hearing aids that are driving me nuts right now.
All right.
That I have to go at 12:30 today. I have to go in because you have to make an appointment.
Sure.
And walk through the peanuts to, you know, talk to your guy.
Yeah, but you know, you can still get a hot dog without an appointment.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Walk up to the food court.
So what's the deal with
your
thing?
Has everybody in the room been to a chiropractor?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the first time I've actually gone properly to a chiropractor, not just to stop in, buy a package.
Right,
okay. And there are certain movements that a chiropractor will teach you that you just have to, on what is essentially a gym mat that you're working on to help realign and strengthen your core, but also your spinal cord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The most embarrassing aspect of all of this is when they adjust you. They put you on this weird table that is different from other chiropractors because it's just a long table that goes up and down, up and down,
right.
Up and down.
And some of them have the ones that stretch you.
Yes.
Where they like buckle you in a la Frankenstein and stretch.
Right. And some of them do it. I always bring up this story. Some of them do it like the chiropractor that Rob and I both went to, where you got the community table, which was the cheapo, crappy way of doing it, where you had 3 tables in a community room because you didn't want to pay for extra rooms, and you had to sit there and watch, and then you'd have 2 places where they put the little electrodes on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he's on. I told this story forever. Worst cold I have ever gotten, where he's got this lady, this big lady who's on the table, and she's got a cold. And I heard her in the back room when she was getting her electrodes on, and I hear this. Because she's not going to blow. Same reason she doesn't stop eating.
Right.
She doesn't take care of herself. Okay. So anyway, and then he is sitting there and he goes, oh, the sinuses too. And I guess they learn how to do it. And he's jiggling
over
her cheeks for the sinus. And you hear him go, and she's going, oh, that's really good. Oh, that's and I'm like going, there's not enough effing Purell in the free world. And an hour later, I get in my car, leaving that car, and I went, yeah, I got it. I got her,
it, right?
Her that disease.
That guy was a good adjuster, but he had a few things that were weird. He always wanted to adjust your wrist at the end of the session. Like it was a flipping party trick. He said, let me see your hand. And he would make your wrist crack and he'd leave it like, huh? There's that, right? And also, he had pictures of himself, and I finally asked him about it. I said, why the pictures of you in the office with the shiny shirt? It's very nice, but it's not what you wear around the office.
He had a band.
Better. He says, I karaoke a lot as Neil Diamond. I said,
that's when you switch doctors.
I said, don't adjust my face anymore.
Oh, that place. That place.
But it was close.
It was right across the street. That's why Rob and
I went. Sometimes that's easier terrible. Than anything else.
So what's he doing to you?
My guy does not talk for, he's not a chatty Cathy.
Good.
So he's all business.
All
now,
right.
There is a I've never had this done to me before. The cracking of neck is still kind of weird for me. It feels
very
like
weird for a first like, timer. Yeah, it feels like he's breaking your neck.
Jean-Claude Van Damme-ing my neck, and right. It's going to be over. That's not a great feeling. I'm not comfortable.
So true.
I'm not okay with that at all.
And you tense up because that you yeah, defend yourself.
That makes it worse.
And that makes it a lot worse. You got to relax.
You're right. Waiting for that. Then there's a move where you get into, I guess, the best way, fetal position.
Fetal position.
Yes, yes.
I understand.
And
that's the lower back move.
And then they... It's basically like someone is jumping on top of you, it feels like, yeah. Right?
This is great hearing you do this for something I've had hundreds of times and hearing you do it for the first time.
But from the top rope, he's jumping on top of me.
So when that happens, is your thought that this is going to fix my back, or is it the thought that I have, which is I really hope I don't fart during this? Because that is that is when you are most likely to let one go.
Well, I've never had this happen to me before.
Right.
This is the first time he did the top rope action.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he did that, I let out a gasser like no one else had.
I ripped it. Oh my God, really?
And you know me, it's not like I'm just ripping ones left and right. No. It's not my style, right?
Out of character.
And I was mortified, but also concerned that why that came out so easily after being compressed. So I was like, something was wrong with my bowels if that was hiding in there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
you didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
It's not just the disc that's bulging.
Right.
I said,
did they do both sides? Did they do both sides?
And both sides, yeah. I ripped the big one.
Attaboy.
And then what was interesting, and I know if you're eating breakfast or you're having lunch, I apologize. But I'll tell you, as I apologize, he says, in the nicest way, he says, this happens all the time. I probably should have warned you that this is probably what's going to happen. Dude, don't be embarrassed.
Right.
And he said, he goes, but this is probably best for your overall digestive tract. He goes, later on in the day, you may have to go more than usual. And I said, why? And he goes, because we might have loosened up your bowels.
Yeah, well, that's I've never had a chiropractor say that, but I can understand it has a lot of
Did he ask if he could watch? Because he sounds sort of into it.
No. Well, I think he was just
You may want to use this bathroom over here with the large glass mirror.
He was trying to calm me down from being embarrassed.
Okay. Here's the most important thing for getting your lower back cracked like that. Did you feel it pop? Did you feel the back?
No,
pop?
I just.
Okay, so it was just, you're still tight.
It was just it was like a Wile E. Coyote.
You got to get used to it. You got to really relax. That's why he tells you to take the deep breath, take a deep breath, and
who
then you
thought
relax.
Breathing was so important?
But you have to do that. And the next time how many times have you been to the chiropractor?
1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Four times.
Yes.
Are you finally getting a little bit used to the fact that he's lining you up and doing that? And by the way, I'd like to go back. I need to go back to my
Life. I'm finally used to that. I'm also getting a lot of messages, personal messages on Facebook, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Some are constructive and a lot of advice, which, again, I appreciate all of it. There's also there's a line of thought that says this is all psychological back pain. It's psychological.
Yeah, it's kind of a placebo effect where they adjust you and it makes you think you're better. But you're really not better. But I disagree with that.
I 100% disagree.
I don't know if that's true, because I don't know if it is psychological. They say it's a stress and then manifests itself in back pain, and then you end up that all may be possible. But I will tell
let me,
you.
Let me can I weigh yes, in on this
yes,
for
please,
a minute?
Please.
Let me tell you why I don't believe that. Because there are a lot of things, and I've had bad back. I've had back surgery, so I can tell you that there are a lot of things I've done to rehab, both regular physical therapy and massage, and also chiropractic. And there are too many things that are involved in the physical therapy that all involve one deal, and that is making the space between your discs loosen up and function better. That can be accomplished by taking your knees together and swinging back and forth.
Yes. Yep.
That can be accomplished by stretching. That can be accomplished by chiropractic. I believe in chiropractic. I don't believe in chiropractic for regular maintenance. I might be wrong. People have told me I'm wrong, but I don't believe it. I believe it for working on you when you have a problem, because I think everything's fine, it's under the theory of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I think the maintenance plan that a chiropractor, they always want you to buy a wellness plan. And I do, you have to be aware, and certain doctors of the chiropractor are better about it than others. They really are a business, and they want subscriptions, and they want you coming
more,
in.
More than I have been told, and I don't know whether this is true either, but I have been told that more than half of their education is business centered.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's,
I've
heard that. Doctors.
Oh, look,
practice,
look, look at this guy.
Practitioners.
Look at this guy piping in.
Just saying.
They're practitioners.
All right. Then
yes,
I withdraw the remark.
Well, they're
about doctors
of chiropractic.
They don't necessarily have medical degrees.
They don't have a medical degree. You're absolutely right on that.
But look, they do sometimes sing Neil Diamond.
That's true.
There you go.
My guys.
So how is it working for
it's,
you?
It's working. That's it's great. Working. And I will also say that I have not been pressured into any packages.
You will be.
At all.
You will be.
At all.
Promise. When you start seeing, you know what will happen? One thing I'm excited about is if you've gone 4 or 5 times, pretty soon you're going to have an adjustment where you pop loud, like when he finally makes it. And that's a great feeling.
Because it usually seems to move the disc around where the separation has occurred and the movement has gotten pressure off an area. I believe that.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong,
you're going to love that.
And then he's going to say, well, that's fantastic. Right. We're really making headway. It seems odd that you're having to pay every time you come. Wouldn't it be better?
Right.
And he'll have a chart and say, this is our wellness plan where you pay once just every 6 months, and then you can come in every day if you want. And
well,
it's
doctor,
just,
how many visits is that? 5,000. 5,000 in a year.
5,000 yearly visits, and you'll make it's like every 5,000 in one visit is free.
Right.
Interesting.
Exactly.
I will be honest with you and the audience and say when that happens, I'll be the first to come in here and be like, they asked me about a plan.
Mm.
But up until now, it's just been my copay after the upfront costs. So I feel pretty good about the situation.
And does he adjust you with clothes on or nude?
He said I can keep my underwear on or off. I usually take it off.
Okay, well, then it's just like the one I have down here. I thought it was unusual at first, and then it's worked out fine.
He said, had your back lased? I said, no, just my cheeks.
The weird thing is my guy, he said, for an extra $20, I'll hook up 2 more electrodes.
We know where those go. That's what he called. Well, my doctor has a name for it. He calls it berry time. We'll take a break. More physical problems.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Yeah, fun. Hey, I want to talk. I'm not going to talk about physical stuff anymore. I'm going to talk about a special I saw on CNN last night, and it is where officially my compassion ends.
Okay.
And there may be somebody in our listening audience that hates me for this, but I have to get it off my chest.
All right.
My furry chest. We'll talk about furries when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the slow-rolling blue wave, CNN sues the president to protect your freedom of speech, and McConnell blocks a vote to protect Mueller. Plus, I dropped the F-bomb for the first time. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
This week on Political Persuasions, no show because not enough of you are listening, and I don't care anymore. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Put it on
you
the
by
website.
Grove. Grove Collaborative is changing the world for the better. Did you know 94,000 trees are cut down in the U.S. every day to make toilet paper and paper towels? I didn't know this. Stop paying to cut down trees. Try Seedling. This is 100% tree-free paper products. They are made from bamboo and sugarcane. It's practical. It's one of the world's big environmental issues, and it's deforestation. And by using Seedling, you're helping the environment, people.
I got some of it. I love it. It's stronger and better.
Yours came in?
Yeah, it's better than a regular paper towel. And the fact that it's, not killing her trees, that's just a bonus. The fact
that's
that it's
incredible.
A great paper towel, that's what I love. So I'm all
this,
in.
This is a company that I'm proud to be associated with. Grove is our one-stop shop for household, pet, and personal care staples. Plus, our life is easier and cheaper when we shop with Grove. With price matching and a 100% happiness guarantee, I know that I'm getting the best deal. Grove even beats other online retailers. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove with all their wonderful smelling products, I swear to you, the house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. Carla is in love with Grove. My sister uses it. Our friends up in Maine use it. If you haven't already tried Grove, you need to shop today before this deal runs out. And thank you, Trip Affleck. I love that you showed your Grove package online.
Trip.
For a limited time, my listeners who sign up get an amazing free 30-day supply of Seedling. That's Grove's tree-free paper towels, toilet paper, and tissues, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's grove.co, not .com, grove.co/TMOS, and we thank Grove. Mucho apreciado. We really, really appreciate that. Last night, I'm watching my horrible Xfinity Sucks television,
yes,
where, you know, my limitations are like, now that I got my free HBO out of them, I have that. And
Are you able to find it? The HBO?
No, not really. No, I'm trying to find one HBO in high def. And then their other ones are, I guess, in the thousands. I don't know where the hell they are. I try to put in HBO Signature because they said I got all the HBO packages.
But the only HBO is that one HBO. You're absolutely right.
So Xfinity,
you
suck
kidding?
Ass.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I'm going back to Dre. Rip-off of rip-offs. Absolute rip-off of rip-offs.
Well, I can't compare DirecTV costs compared to Xfinity because I've been in.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it costs. It's better. It's better. It's better.
But you've got a chip now, Mike. You got to go back and you can use this. You can say, you know, hi, DirecTV. I'm thinking about coming back, but I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
And then you're the hot chick. Then they will woo you.
Well, so, I'm going back to it. It's just.
But don't go back. Go back and make them chase you a little bit.
Make them chase me a little bit.
You're the hot chick.
You are the hot chick.
You're the hot chick.
I will try. I will try. So I go back again to CNN, and it's that Lisa Ling show. This is Life, I think it's called. And this is where, look, if you're going to get mad at me, the super sensitive people in our audience, go ahead. But they had a whole thing on furries. And this is what's wrong. By the way, Bill Maher, with the incredible attacks that he's getting for slamming the Stan Lee deal about comic books, I'm sorry. Count me in on the Bill Maher train on that one. I agree. This is the childlike adult world we live in America now.
Yep.
This is where it doesn't matter anymore. Nothing matters. You know,
we live in a world of gummy vitamins.
We're just, it's gummies. Try new gum. Grow. This is, and I know I'm going to be edited, but for everybody in our country right now, grow the fuck up. Stop painting your faces and going to football games. Enjoy a game with your kids. Go out there, wear some swag from your team. Go ahead. But it's not about you. It's about the sport and the guys that have worked their asses off to earn it. Just like it's not about dressing up in fur because you have social anxiety. This is this furry convention where they put on these fur suits and they look like mascots and they're turning it into this whole big thing. I suffered from social anxiety, but when I put on my furry suit, of course it's all gone when you put on your furry suit because you're wearing a furry suit and nobody knows who you are. For Christ's sake, it's driving me. I'm watching this. I'm going, this is it. This is what we are. We're ripe for the picking. We are we're getting so childlike and we're getting so stupid. When you get to and Bill Maher said it too, when you're paying your insurance bill or when you're doing things, it's called adulting. No, it's called living life. That's the rule. Okay. And I'm just beginning to be overwhelmed with this feeling of nobody's acting like an adult anymore. It's craziness.
How long have you been aware of this furry lifestyle?
Like the real details of it? I knew that there were the cosplay stuff that Pony talked about. I didn't know about this whole furry. And apparently there's a little sexual component to it
as
well.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was more. But I thought it was more a sexual thing.
Oh, there are all these people that are talking about furries. And
but who are they hurting?
They're not hurting anybody, but it just, to me, it frustrates me because we need more people to be adults in America. That's I'm saying.
Agree.
We need more people to be adults. But, and you're right. Who are they hurting? It's fine.
What I'm
right?
saying is this, is I've taken a deep dive into this world.
Why?
Well, because
were you horny?
No, I'm not horny to be in a furry costume.
So is this why you grew the beard?
And God forbid, there's a little hole in a costume that you have to rent or buy to figure out how to have sex with another human being.
And that said, I pray their purchases, not rentals.
Mark my word, online, somewhere this week, you will read, Mike's gotten a lot angrier. No. No, it's not this. I found the place my political correctness and my inclusion and my sensitivity and my compassion hit the brick wall. I'm terribly sorry, but this is where, because I was screaming at the TV last night. This is what the problem is. Adults walking around dressed as kitty cats, for Christ's sake.
I like that you say kitty cats, not cats, but kitty cats.
Jesus Christ.
I'll agree with you that it's a little different.
It is different.
But what is so terrible about how about this?
What's terrible? I can tell you. I can answer before you go any further with it. What's terrible about it is nothing. There's nothing terrible. You're not hurting anybody.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're not really helping anybody.
Are you contributing to the economy is the question.
I think it would be
better.
You're
still acting like a baby. That's what it is. You want to still be a baby. Everybody wants to be a baby. I wish my mommy was still here and not up in heaven looking down on me right now and saying, don't be so angry, Mike.
I don't fault them for having social anxiety. Everyone has it to a certain extent.
Oh, but there's got to be compassion for people with social anxiety.
But there's probably a healthier way and a more productive way of dealing with it.
Well, when you put on a furry suit, that's not going to get you into the law firm as a paralegal when you can't come in there and go, I'm a little nervous about this job interview. I think I'll wear my Sly Fox costume and put the big fox head on.
You see them handing a resume with four really big foam fingers handing the resume.
This is where my conservative friends might really like me because of my lack of compassion here, where it's just like everybody gets the trophy. This is just like, well, everything's okay. Everything's okay.
I recall years ago, I was driving down right next to Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Okay.
And this was not the Baltimore Comic Con. It was a different type of con, and it was a furry con.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing gentlemen and ladies, I assume, walking in towards the convention center, the Baltimore Convention Center.
Dressed in their costumes.
In full mascot costumes. And I thought at that point, because I was naive and I didn't know enough about it, I thought it was a mascot convention. And as I learned more about the situation, I realized...
I'll pay $5 to get an autograph from the Philly Fanatic.
There is a perversion to this as well. A world of perversion.
Well, no, see, they hate that. They hate
there is not.
They
don't
They don't think that that's... do some of the people get jiggy with it? Yes, they do. And by the way, hey, for somebody who slammed me for saying Mac Daddy, that I'm the only guy left using the term Mac Daddy, there's an entire line of Callaway wedges called Mac Daddy wedges, you douchebag. So if I want to say Mac Daddy, I'm going to say Mac Daddy. You're probably a furry.
Oh, it's social anxiety that made him mad
at
you.
Getting back to it, look, you're right. Doesn't hurt anything.
What did the special say about the sexual side?
Yeah. The sexual side was that it's not, because they're children now that come to these things to combat their anxieties. They brought parents because parents have a lot of questions. Questions that, to be perfectly honest, I don't believe were answered totally satisfactorily. I wasn't really sure that they were. But at the same time, I came away saying they're not hurting anybody, but I'm not sure who's being really helped. And you say, well, my daughter couldn't speak to anyone until she put the fur. Yeah, I could be very brave, too, if I had an entire head made out of felt that was the shape of a ferret and I'm walking around in a hotel lobby. I'll be gregarious, too. But you got to, I think in order, look, need to have more one-on-one. We need to have more, people need to step up more. We need to take more personal responsibility.
It's called
go to school longer. We have to get better degrees.
And you got to socialize your kids.
I'm uneasy talking to people in costumes anyway. So how about for me?
Yeah. It's like a guy with a mask and a crosshair. Who hasn't been creeped out when it's walking up to somebody and like some girl's got really cool makeup on and wearing like the whiskers and it's like, hey, that's a really good. Yeah. And then you come to the douchebag wearing the mask, right?
Right.
The creepy douche that says, it's like, all right, you're hiding behind that.
Yeah,
you're hiding, and I don't know. And by the way, they talked to some of these people who were, brave enough to take the head off, and they took the head off. And let me just say, I didn't believe that hygiene was job one for any of these people.
I, I, again, I haven't seen the special, but in my
I'm sorry I'm so hostile, and I hope I'm not.
In my
anyone.
Opinion, and I don't think you're saying anything most people wouldn't think.
I'm all for it. If you want to do it, knock your socks
off. At first glance. Well, I guess what shocks me and what I'm fascinated by is that all these years later, it is still a lifestyle.
It's bigger now. It's bigger because this is where we are.
Yeah.
This is where we are now in America. It's like we want sprinkles on our hamburgers, and we want everything to be sweet like when we were toddlers.
Right.
And look where we are. Do I need to? Well, I'm not going to say it. I know you hate it when I say it, but look where we are in the world right now. Look how we are looked at in the world, mm-hmm. okay? We're over here painting our faces, you're taking our gummies for our stomach acid instead of modifying our diet at all, and we're sitting there putting furry costumes on. And meanwhile, the world is going, hey, what was that? Oh, what was that? Hey, look at that. Oh, that was the world passing us by in the United States of America. Thank you very much.
Mike.
Yes.
You of all people.
Yes.
You are self-aware enough to know when you're being a complete hypocrite.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Well, how am I being a
hypocrite? You have two new hips.
Yes.
Yes. And why do you have two new hips?
Because my hips hurt.
No. Why are you on the fast track to two new hips in your 50s?
I know where you're going, and if you go there, I'm going to reach through this monitor. Are you saying because of my golf game?
No, I'm saying because you self-indulge into what you wanted, when you wanted it, how you wanted it.
You mean... No.
Yes.
No. My hips were hereditary. They were.
That's right.
Osteoarthritis. My mother had it. My father had it.
Did your mom get two new hips when she was in her 50s?
My dad did.
In his 50s.
In his 50s.
He got two new hips.
He got one hip.
Okay.
In his 50s.
Did not know that. I stand correct.
You're not getting any gummies.
I stand correct.
You're not getting any gummies for Thanksgiving. You doo-doo head.
Bye, we're duties. Just,
bye, duties.
Bye, duties. We're becoming infants. I know I'm going to get crap, but
Mike,
I don't care.
Well played.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah. You know what he was doing? He was saying, I got two new hips because I was fat. 27 pounds. Pally.
Attaboy. Hey, do the furry costumes. I'm just, I'm always open to new stuff.
By the way, I'm not a big plastic surgery guy, but I'll tell you something. As the pounds come off, the chicken gets bigger.
Those furry costumes, do they tend to come in the larger sizes?
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need, although I could talk about furries. I didn't realize until I started.
All damn day.
I could talk about furries for three segments. We'll be right back, everybody.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm knocking everything around in here. I'm jumping so much. I'm getting so... this segment of the program brought to you by MeUndies. I always knew that MeUndies was really cool underwear with those crazy prints on them. But it wasn't until... I actually tried them on that I realized that, oh my God, they're seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Not sure how they get there, but the fabric is amazing. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micro-modal fabric, which is three times softer than regular cotton. Well, that's how they get it.
Yes.
It's exactly what you want down there. And 'tis the season for fun holiday prints. Now, I can talk about furries all day long, but when it comes to the holidays... Have a little fun.
Yeah, please.
Right?
Yes.
That's when we all used to, right? Mm-hmm. We had that small window. This year, MeUndies will be releasing a new print every Tuesday. Now you can celebrate the holidays right down to your very core. It's like getting a visit from Santa every day in my pants.
In his pants!
But why stop at undies? This year, MeUndies is launching their holiday prints in lounge pants and onesies as well. All right. This is my fault. This is something I give you a hard time for. Anyway, both are made from the same micro-modal fabric as their undies.
The fabric is insane. It is so soft.
I love
it. It's very, very adult. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. You're going to love these undies, but if you're not into it, just send them back for a full refund, all right? You can say, I don't like it. MeUndies has a great offer. Sorry, Oscar. For my listeners, for any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Do it right now. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable underwear you'll ever put on. To get your $15 off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/TMOF. That's MeUndies. I had a Trump moment there.
That's good.
God bless. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS, people.
News.
Boo. All right, I was kind of talking about it before. Bill Maher became the second person after Armie Hammer to use the death of Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee to get some attention. In a blog post called Adulting, this kind of spurred me on to talk about this, he said that when he was a kid, comic books were for kids. And when... What was that?
I hit the wrong button. My bad. Sorry about that.
They were four kids, and when you grew up, you, quote, moved on to big boy books without the pictures.
Big boy books.
He's right. About 20 years ago, he says, adults decided they didn't have to give up kid stuff. This is true as well. I'm sorry. I agree with Bill Maher. So they, quote, pretended comic books were actually sophisticated literature. Or you can be a guy like Patton Oswalt, who likes comic books, but also is extremely well-read.
Yes.
And a guy that likes fine literature as well. But now when adults are forced to do grown-up things like buy auto insurance, I mentioned that before, they call it adulting and act like it's some giant struggle. He concluded, quote, I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important, and he is getting raked over the coals. In the land of everything that I like is okay. No, well, you can disagree with it and say, you know, I mean, look, it's your thing. If you like that thing, just don't. I think if you place too much importance on it, that's wrong too. So
the thing
I think
that gets me is when people that are into comic books, but they try to pass it off like it's something beyond comic books. It's a graphic novel. Well, no, it's a comic book.
Well, couldn't somebody make the same argument for records?
People like music?
They collect records, old records, and
no, I mean, I think music is a pretty solid basis of most cultures.
Music is a little more sophisticated.
But it depends on the type of music, right?
That's true. That's true.
Well, yeah, okay. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
What the comic book thing, the people that are up in arms about that, would collect Alvin and the Chipmunks.
novelty records.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Chesspot.
One of my favorites.
That would be... Anyway, look.
I just think, you know what? I think there's a certain bravery to owning it as opposed to trying to pass it off as something a little more than it actually is.
And making more of it than it is.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I took the heat when I was throwing some barbs at Star Wars. Because
yes.
If you look at Star Wars, unlike other movies, both action-adventure, sci-fi, and others, there are movies that hold up well and there are movies that don't. I don't believe Star Wars holds up all that well. But my five-year-old loved it.
Mike,
and I was happy about that.
I watched broadcast news for the very first time this past week when I was on my back.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was garbage.
You thought broadcast news was garbage?
Yes. Terrible ending.
You didn't like the ending, huh?
No, there was no resolution. No poles to poles, no holes to holes. They just fade to black.
It was love unrequited is what it was. So it was very unsatisfying if you wanted the Hollywood ending for that movie. But I think it's a great movie. And it's a movie that's dated because of simply the news industry.
Right. I did like Holly Hunter as a producer, though. She was fantastic.
She's a great producer.
Good. That was good. I like when she unplugs the phone and cries every morning. That's my one of our favorite people in the universe, Bob Barker. He's 94 years old. He's been in rough shape. Oscar, he's got your problem. Yesterday, he was hospitalized for severe back pain for the third time in a little over a month. I can't imagine being that old and having that back problem. He was also admitted for a bad back on October 22nd, and an ambulance was sent to his home for non-emergency back problem on October 9th. He's been through it. That's too bad.
Do you think when they give him the child pose, he actually lets gas go as well?
I think with 94 and his weight class, you'd probably snap him clean in two if you did
it. It's like a Plinko chip pops out.
Yeah, I was going to say Barker dollars.
His manager said he's doing better now, but that he's been having back problems ever since he suffered a fall last year.
Oh,
he also fell back in 2015, and that one was much more serious because he split his head open. Oh, poor Bob Barker.
One of my favorite guests we've ever had on the show. Nothing but love for him.
Maybe you should stay in your chair, Bob Barker. Anyway, Tim Allen has downplayed the politics on Last Man Standing. Is that his show?
That show it won't die. It's on another network now.
Yes.
It was canceled and brought back.
He did an interview with IndieWire.com. He said he's okay with ruffling feathers. Oh, brave Tim. Quote, there's nothing that ticks people off more than a very funny conservative. A smart, funny conservative who takes shots and is certainly self-effacing. I think it's funny to make fun of people that are full of themselves. Liberals have a very small window of sense of humor about themselves, so I love poking at it. Yeah, keep coming, Tim.
Brilliant comedy. Yeah. Then did he go, ooh, that's funny stuff. Still funny.
It was the conservatives or whatever it is, but right now, liberals, particularly progressives, hide behind large concepts. If you don't agree with them, you don't agree with that position, then you hate women, and you hate gay people, and you hate pro-choice people. Whatever. Thanks, Tim.
I can't believe Claus is this guy.
Yeah.
Well, believe the fact that he's controversial now that he's got a new show on a new network. That's why he wants to be in the press right now.
Even though it seems like Tim's politics is similar to that of his character, Mike Baxter, on the show, he hates it when people confuse Mike's views with his. He says, quote, my constant comment is, Bryan Cranston isn't actually a meth dealer. Brilliant, Tim! Brilliant! Keanu Reeves didn't kill 109 people. Brilliant! Anyway, gets confusing. So,
his real name is Tim Dick. Did you know that? And now you know.
I've never even seen that show.
It's because they hide it. It's crazy. Tim Dick.
Tim Dick makes me laugh. Oh, thank you. Here are five tips to help you save a few bucks this year at Thanksgiving. Don't get fancy. Thanksgiving foods get expensive when you add things that are gourmet. But keep it simple. Okay, duh. Number two, you don't have to make the whole turkey. If you're having a smaller dinner for four or five people, you might only need to buy a turkey breast. Nope. 21 pounds, five people.
We make there soup? You got to make soup out of that. You'll have enough to do that.
I think so. Or tetrazine. Tetrazine.
Tetrazine.
I'm like violating every rule here. Number three, don't aim for a ton of leftovers. Sorry.
Well, you need to have that.
Number four, make it a potluck. Well, we're kind of doing that. I think some people are bringing stuff. Number five, check the back of your cupboards before you go shopping. Things like cranberry sauce and green beans have a long shelf life, and you might already have an extra can or two from last year. Yes, siree. Yummy, yummy, loving my tummy.
Who has
cheapos.
So much room in their cupboards? I know exactly what's in mine.
Well, Oscar, your cupboard is a shoebox. Well, your house is a shoebox.
That's true.
You know who has a lot of room?
Who?
Timothy Allen Dick.
There you go. Tim Dick. There's a burger spot in Anaheim. Here it is again, okay? This is right along the lines of the furry thing.
Right.
It's a burger spot in Anaheim. It's called Groundhouse. And they just rolled out a new item called the Magical Burger. Four burger patties with cheese, a rainbow bagel as the bun, three aioli sauces, one of which is a banana ketchup aioli, colorful marshmallows, and rainbow sprinkles. As for how it tastes, well, believe it or not, so far people on Yelp actually seem to really like it. Okay? That's disgusting.
Terrific.
That's
you know, the problem is...
Why is Mike in such a bad mood? Don't write that. Don't you write that to me. I swear to God, I'll unfriend
He's
you.
Under a lot of stress, people.
Problem with that burger is multifold, but the worst thing is you can't put a burger on a bagel. That's too tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough because it squished the beef out.
It depends on the patty.
No, it's still...
A small patty could actually be stacked easily.
Yeah,
like
if the patty is like a fake patty made out of brisket.
Yeah, you need a more tender bread base.
And now a little something. A Pensacola man...
Hey, where's Pensacola?
It's in the panhandle.
That's...
Faces three felony charges after authorities say he made a homemade knife necklace and charged at his neighbor and his neighbor's young children
homemade,
with knives.
Homemade what?
A knife necklace.
You say that like we should know what it is.
I live here.
Okay, sorry about that.
64-year-old John Stephen Bulla was arrested Wednesday. A neighbor heard a commotion outside his home and saw Bulla standing outside wearing a handmade knife necklace and holding a knife in both hands. The neighbor told Bulla he was making too much noise early in the morning and he needed to go inside or he would call 911. Bulla then said, "If you call the cops, I will kill you," and ran at him holding a knife above his head as if he was going to slash him. So this neighbor gets his kids inside, calls the cops. When deputies got to the house of Bulla, he refused to come out and said he would kill anyone who came inside. After convincing the man to come outside, deputies went into his house, found a handmade knife necklace, a hammer, and a box cutter, along with a kitchen knife attached to a giant key ring. Loretta. Bulla was charged with one count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and two counts of felony child cruelty. He's being held in the county jail on $30,000 bond. And as always, at this time of year, I give thanks to my home state for giving me more wing nuts per square mile than any other state in the union. Enjoy your knife necklace and your hammer attached to a key ring.
It's a good key
Thank
ring.
Thank you very much, yes.
Normally you'd have to go to a gas station and ask to use the men's room to get a keychain like that.
Hubcap.
Yeah, exactly.
I should also mention, when I saw his mugshot, he was smiling and waving. Welcome to the Sunshine State. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the audio vault and Rob Spiewak, yes, the Fruitcake King, when we return on the Mike O'Meara Show.
And hit the gravel, but I'll be back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
This will be www.mikeomerashow.com. It's the...
Come back.
I'm sorry.
Come back, Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, visit.
Vanjie didn't work out. Let's see what we can do here.
We love
bunch of winners
you
around here.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa.
Stop it.
We had a good time talking to Bill O'Reilly on our show, and if you want to grab his newest book, Killing the SS, which I'm into, I'm actually reading it, or any book or anything else, there's just one place to go. Target.com.
Yeah, Target.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your local neighborhood box store, Target, Target.com has anything and everything, plus the convenience of 24/7 shopping from your home. Plus, when you access Target.com through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Meara Show.
Two-day shipping,
yay.
Yes.
Remember, online shopping totally eliminates the chance of getting a red shopping cart with a bad wheel. Win-win. Take advantage of free shipping on hundreds of thousands of items with no crowds, no hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure you access Target.com through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. Don't let us down. Don't let me down. And if you're a furry, I love you as much as I love anybody. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking Target at MikeOmeraShow.com. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Target.com and TMOS, your two-point plan that guaranteed shopping nirvana. Now go spend money and open the audio vault, Mike, for today. This is Monday, November 19th, 2018.
We continue to send our thoughts and prayers to everyone in the California fires.
Yes.
Even Donald Trump visited and issued this statement in which he got almost all of the facts right. But at least his staff was there to correct him.
As big as they look on the tube, you don't see what's going on until you come here. And what we saw at Pleasure, what a name right now. But what we just saw, we just left Pleasure.
Paradise.
And, yeah. Or Paradise. And what we just saw at Paradise is just, it's just not acceptable.
They're similar words. They both start with P.
Pleasure. Something I've pursued for a long time, pleasure. And then he started talking about raking.
Yeah, you need to rake.
Hand me my $10,000 for pleasure.
I was speaking to the president of Finland. The president of Finland says, we never spoke.
So they rake. They manage it better. He's out there dissing with the governor and the lieutenant governor on both sides. It defies logic.
Mike, let's go across the pond to Great Britain, which is great. It says so in the name. This is a story about Jazzy, the British parrot. Parrots, as you know, imitate things.
Okay.
And this parrot, and all the sounds you hear in this piece, is the parrot imitating a smoke alarm so effectively that they actually called, as they say in Great Britain, the fire brigade.
Okay.
A fire engine came because this parrot was imitating the fire alarm.
he likes to imitate things, and he imitated the smoke alarm so well that they called the fire brigade. It was the guy from the fire brigade that realised it was a bird making the noise and not the smoke alarm. And all the while, Jazzy's sitting in here laughing his socks off.
Oh, Jazzy's laugh sounds like a cell phone. That's the other thing. So that's Jazzy the parrot.
Jazzy the parrot.
I had to call the fire brigade.
The fire brigade. There we go. And I said, Paul. I said, Paul, you're going to come out with another. Well, what about my album? Play it. There we go. All right, go ahead.
I don't know if this is a good prank or not, but I liked this tape. This sort of went a little viral-ish over the weekend. People are calling their mother and asking them how long it takes to microwave a 25-pound turkey. Mm. And the parents are all going crazy.
Tomorrow. Remind me, tomorrow I got to call.
Butterball.
Oh, yeah. All right. So here we go. Here's one of these calls where mom is not having any of it.
Are you guys out of your mind? You cannot microwave a 25-pound turkey.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we can.
No, you can't. How big is that turkey? It fits in your microwave?
Yeah, we can squish it in there.
No, it won't work. I'm telling you right now. I'm excellent at turkey. You cannot freaking microwave a turkey. It will not work.
Why not? What happened?
I thought we could. We did everything else in there.
No, you guys. You put it in a freaking pan. You take out the guts. You put butter on it, salt and pepper, maybe some paprika. You put water at the bottom of the pan. You put it in the oven. And if you don't have stuffing in it, which is probably what you're not going to have, it's 20 minutes a pound.
I think we're just going to turn off this spinner thing in the microwave so that it doesn't ruin it. And just
you guys, it will take you 50 hours to do that turkey.
I thought I'd read online it was 6 minutes in there.
Not for a 25-pound turkey.
That's a family that loves
that's
each other.
A great there mom.
So yeah,
she's like, my kids are idiots. Stop this now.
And if you're gonna
put a
stuff
little paprika on it,
she says. And if you're gonna stuff it, but you probably won't.
You won't.
You won't. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh my God, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, to you and everybody that worked in the kitchen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Toiled away at your Keebler Elf factory with all of those fruitcakes. They are going to be on their way today. And Rob tells me they are the bomb.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it, guys. Thank
delicious.
You.
Delicious. Enjoy. Enjoy. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
That's a bingo!